Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
Do you, of course, wintertime, not as much to do. Do you slow down just almost to nothing in the winter?
Well,
do you find plenty to do?
Yeah, there's plenty to do. If you haven't planted your garlic yet, plant that. And if you have bunching or multiplying onions, you may want to relocate some of those in your garden.
Uh-huh.
But there's more to gardening than just running out there and picking vegetables in the fall, spring and fall.
There's work to do.
There's work to do. That's good housekeeping, clean up, and get it ready for the spring planting.
Yeah, so there's plenty to do to enjoy all those vegetables come the spring and summer.
Right.
One of the things, Byron always hands me some talking points here when we talk, and one of the things that you're thinking about at this time of the year is a compost heap.
Yes. This time of the year, the leaves begin to fall, and the easy way to get rid of them is just to rake them up and put them in a bag and put them out on the curb and let the waste haulers haul them off.
Right.
But you're throwing away good money when you do that. You can make your own compost, and it's very simple to build a compost pile. You can just pile it up and it'll on the soil and it'll compost over a period of time. The leaves will, but you can also build a compost cage using chicken wire, 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot tall, made out of chicken wire, and in a corner post at each corner is good enough. And pile that stuff in there and a little bit of dirt in there to get it started, and the microbes will take over from there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the good compost heat requires is air, moisture, and stir it now and then, and nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
You need about 5% nitrogen in a compost heap to make it work.
And could that be just made up of leaves other than the nitrogen and you mentioned
The nitrogen speeds up the process. If
right.
you don't add it to it, it'll take, you know, a lot longer to compost down. But it'll compost down on its own if you just add dirt in a year's period of time. But if you really want to speed it up somewhat, add some slow-release high nitrogen fertilizer mm-hmm. to the pile.
And just leaves.
Just leaves or kitchen scraps.
Right.
But do not put grease or meat products or milk products in a compost.
I see.
The microbes that work this pile and take it down to what you want is they will not touch grease. So they just won't compost.
We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener, and we're talking about some things you can be doing over the winter months. This seems an obvious question, but what are some good ways then to use the compost?
You can add it to your soil, and you're adding in the microbes and the fungus or whatever it takes to make your plants grow. It's not a fertilizer. It aids the plants in taking in fertilizer, such as nitrogen.
I see. So it's not a fertilizer.
That's what they told me in the school I just finished, that compost is not a fertilizer. Everybody argues with point, but it makes things grow. So it aids the plant in utilizing the nitrogen that is in the soil.
So you're a master gardener, but you're still learning. You're still...
Right. You never...
Yeah.
Yes. And
taking in new knowledge.
And knowledge changes with time, too.
One thing you said about the composting is if you had any plants from the spring or the fall that died from disease, don't put them.
Right. If you have tomato plants or squash plants, they're prone to have diseases. Toss those away. Throw those, burn them, or put them in the waste that you're having hauled off. But don't put them back in the, cause those things, the microbes that cause, or germs that cause those diseases can live over through the wintertime.
Channel 7 in Tyler put out a similar article about leaves that I was looking at, and you're in good company in making that advice. But you don't necessarily have to build a compost pile, although it's not that difficult from what you said, but just simply rake up some of those leaves
and
put them in.
Rake up some of those leaves, and in particular the ones that have been in your flower beds and what have you, and they turn black, and this is called leaf mold.
It's familiar with
and, that. That works just fine. I mean, and it'll go ahead and it'll compost down, and even if you put it in your flower beds or vegetable beds, the leaves, I use it for mulch, a lot of leaves for mulch, and they will compost down to and add back to the soil.
And if you're going to bag the leaves up, just save some of those bags for that purpose.
That's true, yes.
You also, we've talked about this before, we're almost out of time, but it's a good time to take care of your garden tools.
Right. Clean up your garden tools. There's nothing like working with good, clean, sharp garden tools. Some people just leave the dirt on them, and then it hardens, and the rust sets in.
That sounds familiar.
If you have quality garden tools, they'll last you a lifetime.
There you go. Good.
Take good care of them.
Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener, your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.